Meanwhile, the Ansarullah movement in Yemen and its allied army units have made significant gains in the country's south, where fugitive former President Abu Bakr Mansour Hadi had sought refuge after fleeing the capital Sana'a. The latest developments on the ground suggest that Hadi and his aides are losing their last stronghold as opposition fighters have managed to push into the city of Aden.
Ansarullah forces and their allied army units entered the southern port city of Aden after seizing several areas and capturing the former defense minister, Mahmoud al-Subaihi, in the country's south. Yemen's Ansarullah movement has offered a $100,000 bounty for the capture of the fugitive former president, Abd Rabbuh Mansour Hadi. The offer was announced only hours after Hadi fled the southern city of Aden, as Ansarullah forces and their allies neared the port city. Sources close to the president say Hadi escaped the city shortly after Ansarullah fighters seized a key military base close to Aden that had already been evacuated by troops over the weekend. Hadi's guards say he has fled the country. The unrest has forced Aden's international airport to suspend all operations over security concerns. Meanwhile, Saudi Arabia's foreign minister, Saad al-Faisal, has warned of taking measures if the Ansarullah movement does not peacefully end what he called a coup. Riyadh has already deployed heavy arms and artillery along the border with neighboring Yemen.
Anyone decide to enter a confrontation with the Houthi, they probably will face a tough fight, especially the Saudi. They've been some confrontation with them in the past. And the Saudis knows very well it's not on their best interest to enter any confrontation. The Americans acknowledge that the Houthi will control the good part of Yemen, and the days of probably the influence of Saudi Arabia over Yemen has wind down.
The former president and his foreign minister have called on the Persian Gulf Arab states and the Arab League to take military action against the Ansarullah fighters, mainly comprised of Houthis. Hadi has already asked the Security Council to approve a resolution inviting international forces to help him come back to power and declare a no-fly zone over the country's airspace.
I don't think the Saudi at this point or any Persian Gulf country is going to come and enter Yemen. They all know what is Yemen and how costly for any of them to enter any confrontation with Yemen.
Some other experts say in case of a foreign military intervention, the situation in Yemen could spiral out of control and push the already divided nation to the brink of civil war.
All right, so it seems that we've once again established a good connection with Madison. We were talking to Dr. Kevin Barrett, author and Middle East expert, about the situation going on in Yemen. Let's go back to Madison now and talk to Dr. Barrett. Dr. Barrett, you were talking about the fact that what kind of a response are we going to expect from the Houthis now that we're hearing that that Saudi Arabia has launched a military operation in Yemen?
Well, I don't think Saudi Arabia's invasion of Yemen is going to work out as well for them as their invasion of Bahrain, which did manage to shore up the monarchy there. But of course, Bahrain is a very different situation. In Yemen, the Houthi movement is very well organized, and they're a resistance group that knows how to defend themselves. So I think that the Saudis I hope they're not planning any large-scale action, because the last thing we need is more war in the Middle East. The destabilization of the Middle East, of course, is very helpful to the Zionists and imperialists. The Saudis, at this point, I think they're facing an uncertain future. Their royal family is totally unrepresentative of their own people, not to say the people of the region. They have been essentially plundering the oil wealth of the region and stuffing the coffers of their Swiss bank accounts now for well over half a century. They've made an agreement with the United States to control world oil pricing, and they've failed to develop their own country in terms of education, infrastructure, and so on. So they've also set a very bad example in the Islamic world, and they've contributed to the destruction of the image of Islam in the eyes of the global public by going along with the 9/11 false flag operation, supporting ISIS and these other extremist groups. So I think they've seen that their run is nearly up. There's big change coming to the Arabian Peninsula, and they obviously don't welcome that change. And this sort of military action is sort of a rear guard effort at shoring up what little power and legitimacy that they think they have as the region gradually moves towards a more autonomous kind of governance. And so I think the Houthis are going to be are here to stay in Yemen, and any Saudi action against them will probably fail.
And how do you see the role of Iran and Russia in Yemen?
Well, Iran and Russia are the two leading powers, and I think Iran is actually the number one power that's really pushing for a multilateral world order, a multipolar world, rather than this new world order of one center of power dominating the entire world. And I think Iran has actually sold that vision to a lot of people. There are American leaders now who are willing to deal with Iran and deal with a multipolar world. Not all the American leaders, of course. But I think Iran and Russia are welcoming the move towards a multipolar Middle East and the dissolution of this kind of Zionist American hegemony over the region, which is in its last gasps through this destabilization doctrine as the imperialist powers knock over various regimes and spread chaos in the wake of those, you know, these coups d'etat. But Yemen looks like it could be moving towards a different regime, and it could be stable. And this would be a contribution to an emerging multipolar Middle East and multipolar world. And Iran and Russia, of course, welcome that and support it.
All right, Dr. Kevin Barrett, author and Middle East expert from Madison. As always, thanks for your thoughts there, sir.